It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today in studio, I've got Samantha Stofgren with me from the Forest Service, and it's good to get her in here. It's been a minute since we've had her, but we're going to talk because it's starting to get that time of year, and everybody's getting the itch, and people are getting out anyway. So we're going to talk about camping and some rules and regulations for the Manti La Salle Forest, because we know we are all wanting to get out and go. And it's close. It's close. We're almost there. Samantha, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's dive right into this because, once again, it's almost time. Mm-hmm. It's still maybe a little bit too cool right now, but within the next couple of weeks,
it'll be there.
People are going to start running up there and going camping. And you know what? It's always good to get you in and talk about there are different things that you've got to do and regulations and rules to camping on the Manti La Salle. So let's dive in first and foremost. And how are the campsites up? Let's start with Huntington Canyon. How are they doing right now?
They're doing pretty good. They're getting there right now. This time of year, it's touchy because, you know, if we get a good bit of sun, that snow is going to back off. And now we've got muddy conditions. And so gates need to close to protect the integrity of the roads till they dry up a little bit. So right now, conditions are fluctuating day to day. The best option if you're thinking about camping right now is to call your local district ranger office or go to our website or our Facebook page and look for those roads and conditions updates to see if where you're heading is appropriate. The same can be said too for water sources. Not all the taps are turned on with water coming out because it can still be chilly up there. You know, we can have nice weather here in Price, but then up on the mountain, they could be getting some more snow. So it's really a day-by-day conditions check.
And I want to talk a little more before we get out of here about the website, because it is a great resource to find camping spots and things like that. So we'll get to that before we leave. But let's talk about within the next couple of weeks. We were just talking, Memorial Day is a couple of weeks away. People are going to want to get out, and they're going to want to get those campsites and everything.
Yep.
But there are certain things that you have to do to get a campsite. Like if I wanted to take my trailer, a lot of people do it, mm-hmm. and they go up and get their spot early in the week. How is that all going to work? What needs to happen?
So if you're getting a first come, first serve spot or one of those dispersed camping spots where if you're taking the camper up, the trailer, you need to stay and camp that first night. You can't just take your camper up on a Tuesday, leave it there, and then come back on the weekend to camp. You need to stay Tuesday night. And then you can leave it for a few days and then be back up there Thursday or Friday to be camping. That's acceptable.
But you can't just take it up, park it, and go home.
Correct.
You've got to stay that first night there.
Yep.
And then you're good for 24 hours.
Yes.
Or 72, I guess you said.
Yes.
72 hours. So the other thing is, and a lot of people do this too, you need to move your camp.
Yes.
You can't stay in one spot for more, is it 2 weeks?
Yep, 14 days.
So if someone wants to do that, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But you've got to, you get 2 weeks, and then what do you have to do from there?
Then you've got to move your entire camp, equipment and all, at least 10 miles away to a different location.
And then you can start the clock over yep. again, and that's fine. That's completely acceptable.
As long as you stay that first night, then that's where your clock starts.
So just make sure that you're following all the rules and everything like that. Make sure that you're paying your fees if it's a fee site. And you know what? Just really get out and have fun. This is what it's there for.
Yeah.
And you were saying that right now there are still some campsites that are closed because of snow.
Yep. So if you're looking also for reservable campsites, www.recreation.gov is where all of our reservations are made through for camping, and that also reflects which campsites are open and which campgrounds are currently closed.
And they are great. You can go in, it tells you how big the campsite is, how many people it can hold. And the other great thing too, if you're interested, is you can reserve the cabins as well.
Yep.
And we've done that before. That's a lot of fun. How many cabins do you guys have up there? Two or three? I believe there's the Orange Olsen at Joe's Valley and those kinds of things, but they can reserve those online as well, can they not?
Yes.
And that tells you everything that you need to know. We've stayed at the Orange Olsen one in Joe's Valley. I know there's one up by Gooseberry, but those are great additions well too, because a lot of them have power. They have water and showers and things like that. And you can just go up and have a great time. Once again, it's your forest.
Yeah.
But with that being said, you've got to take care of it. And that brings us to our next point.
Well, just to circle back to the cabins too, some of those cabins recently were renovated or updated. They had a lot of TLC done by our recreation crews over the winter. So they're a great opportunity to get out there and experience the forest without camp or trailer tenting.
They are, because a lot of them can accommodate a lot of people, and you can, family reunions, things like that.
Yeah.
Great place to go. So let's get back to taking care of your forest.
Yeah, so it's really important that folks remember to, if they pack it in, pack it out. It seems like a easy thing to understand, but so many folks are dumping trash right now at campgrounds that don't have dumpsters. So if you're bringing trash, if you're bringing things onto the forest that turns into trash, that needs to come out with you. There aren't dumpsters necessarily at campgrounds or at these dispersed camping sites. And when we leave trash there, you're encouraging wildlife to come onto those campsites, which can cause problems with folks down the road or create dangerous situations. And you're creating a lot more work for our recreation folk who have to go up behind you and take that time and pick up your trash that you couldn't take out with you to throw away.
And that brings me to my next point, fire restrictions. We know that at some point we will see some. Right now, though, you said there are none.
Correct.
But that's very fluid.
Right. Right now, there are no fire restrictions on the Manitou La Salle National Forest. That can change in a few weeks if conditions really dry up and our officials deem it best to enter restrictions. We could go further into June. It just is dependent on how the weather, how those conditions play out into the season. Your best bet, again, is to call your local district ranger office or check our website and our Facebook for those continuous updates.
All those things, everything will be on there.
Yep.
And once again, check out the, is it recreation.gov?
Yes.
Check out that website. And just about every camp spot that you can reserve that I've even looked at is there.
Yes.
Going up Huntington Canyon, that's through Lake Canyon, that's everywhere.
And
do that, and you know what? Just get ready to have a great summer.
Yeah, and that recreation.gov also applies to our southern portion of the forest. If you decide you want to take a little bit of a staycation and go down to the Moab Monticello area, our campgrounds for that portion of our forest are also on there.
They're all there, all the regulations that you need. Just be safe and have fun, right?
That's the most important thing. Get out there with the family, make the memories, and have a great time.
All right, Samantha, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you taking out the time, and looking forward to having you back in a month or so, and we'll talk more about this kind of stuff, because this is great information. Plus, once again, it gets people out and lets them have some fun.
It's always a pleasure coming in, and I'm right there with folks. I am ready to get out there and camp for this season.
It's time.
Yep.
So if you are interested in interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.